Al-Bayan Radio presents the following lesson live from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tamassaka bi sunnatihi bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنا نسألك في هذه الليلة وفي هذه اللحظات وفي هذا اللقاء الطيب المبارك نتكلم فيه عن سيد ولد آدم صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، نسألك أن تجعلنا من أهل سنته، من المتمسكين بها، الناشرين لها، العاملين. اللهم أحينا على السنة وأمتنا على السنة بحق أنك أنت الله، بحق لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهدى. أما بعد، my dearly respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Zuhair, he begins by welcoming our brothers and sisters to this blessed night tonight. And the Sheikh asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night where we will be speaking and discussing the greatest of creation and the greatest of messengers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He begins with an introduction and a dua, asking Allah azza wa jal to allow us to be from the followers of the Sunnah and the supporters of the Sunnah and those who live and die by the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
يعني كنت منذ يعني لحظات سألت أخينا أبي عبد الرحمن الأخ نضال عن عنوان كلمتي، فقال يعني تكلم عن عظمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأحاول أن أحضر وأزور كلاما في نفسي، يعني ماذا أتكلم ومن أنا وماذا أقول يعني في هذا اللقاء، ماذا أقول في عظمتك يا سيدي يا سيد يا سيد ولد آدم صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، ومن نحن يعني نتكلم عن هذا الموضوع. لذلك يعني قناعتي وإيماني وحسب فهمي وقدرتي على الكلام حول هذا الموضوع، أقول إن عظمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه رسول الله. عظمة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه رسول الله.
The Sheikh says that moments before tonight or the Salah, he spoke to our beloved brother and Sheikh Abu Abd al-Rahman Nidal, asking him or discussing with him what the Sheikh's topic is going to be that he discusses tonight. And as you know, it was mentioned on the flyer, and Sheikh Nidal reminded the Sheikh that his topic is to speak about the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Sheikh is saying, while he is sitting here, he is trying to put together the appropriate words regarding this topic. And the Sheikh says, He asks a rhetorical question, what can I say about the greatness of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or what can any of us say about the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And who are we to speak about this topic? And the Shaykh then says that according to his knowledge and his understanding and his iman also, he understands that the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the fact that he is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is his greatness, the fact that he is the messenger sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
يعني حتى هذه الكلمة أو هذه الجملة استفدتها من الصديق أبي بكر رضي الله عنه عندما قال لعمر رضي الله عنه يعني يوم الحديبية إنه رسول الله، قال له إنه رسول الله ولن يعصيه، وفي رواية ولن يضيعه، إنه يا عمر إنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Sheikh says that this statement regarding the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the fact that he is the messenger of Allah. The Sheikh says that he benefited, or he derived what he mentioned from the great Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, As-Siddiq Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, on the day of Hudaybiyah, he said to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he is the messenger of Allah, affirming and acknowledging with his iman that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is and will always be the prophet and the messenger of Allah.
فنالا صلى الله عليه وسلم أسمى الرتب نال صلى الله عليه وسلم أسمى الرتب والكمالات وسيده الله على بني آدم كما حدثنا وأخبرنا عن نفسه صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا سيد ولد آدم ولا فخر إنما نال يعني هذه المرتبة العالية لأنه عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فبعبوديته لله عز وجل يعني أكرمه الله ونال هذه المرتبة العالية كما أخبرنا صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث وقصة قيامه في الليل حتى تتورم قدماه فكان يقول أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا إذن بالعبودية بطاعته لربه بتوحيده لربه بإخلاصه لربه فهو أفضل الناس اصطفاه الله واختاره الله وسيده الله وعظمه الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فهذا الطريق يعني من أراد السمو والارتقاء في هذا المقام طريقه واحد العبودية كن عبدا لله عز وجل وراء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Sheikh says that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he achieved the highest and the loftiest of levels that the creation can achieve. And Allah Azza wa Jal made him the leader of mankind, the Sayyid of Waladi Adam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about himself in the hadith, that I am the leader of mankind without boasting. I am the leader of mankind without boasting. And the Sheikh says that he received this level and this highness because he was a servant and a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because he worshipped Allah azza wa jal with tawheed and was a devoted worshipper of Allah azza wa jal, as it is narrated, for example, his prayer at night, he would pray until his feet would swell. So it was his worship and his devotion and his tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal that granted him this high position, which made him the leader of mankind. And the Shaykh says that whoever wants to achieve highness, meaning a high status in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, should follow in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by being a devoted worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
عظمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ان الله طهر قلبه. تعلمون اول عمليه جراحيه اول عمليه قلب مفتوح اجريت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أجراها الملائكة بأمر من الله عز وجل. فطهر الله قلبه وطهر لسانه وطهر أخلاقه وطهر ثيابه حتى لم يعني يرضى ربنا عز وجل حتى النجاسة على نعله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فهو طاهر مطهر. من طهره؟ الله الرب العظيم subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The Shaykh says that it is also from the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had purified his heart. Allah azza wa jal had purified his heart, and the Shaykh refers to this as the first open heart surgery that ever existed in mankind. And it was when the angels, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, split his chest open in order to purify his heart by the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified his heart, and Allah purified his tongue and purified his character and even his clothes. The Shaykh says, to the extent that Allah Azza wa Jal would not even have allowed for the impurities to remain and to be on his sandals, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فطهر الله منطقه فقال جل سناؤه وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. وقال الله في صفاته وأخلاقه وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. الإمام أحمد رحمه الله قال، أو عفوا ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم، قال الإسلام. فكان خلقه القرآن الإسلام، يعني كل ما تراه منه، يعني الأقوال والأفعال والسلوكيات والتصرفات وفي شأنه كله، لن ترى إلا القرآن. يعني هذه هي عظمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويجب على كل مسلم أكرمه الله أن يكون من أتباع هذا النبي العظيم صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يجتهد اجتهادا جادا ليكون على هذا المستوى، يعني خلقه القرآن. عظمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا أنه كان كما أخبر الله عز وجل، هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته، يتلو الآيات ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة، وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. فهذه هي العظمة من خلال هذا المنهج. المنهج هنا منهج العبودية، من خلال القرآن والسنة. فعظمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أراد أو أن أراد أن يعرف أو أحب أن يعرف يعني هذه العظمة أنها مرتبطة ارتباطا وثيقا بكتاب ربه عز وجل. هذه هي العظمة، أن تكون عبدا لله. إن أردت العظمة، إن أردت أن تكون الأعلى وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين، إن أردت أن تكون الأعلى سبح اسم ربك الأعلى، إن أردت أن تكون الأكرم اقرأ باسم ربك الأكرم. هذا هو المنهج الحق عند أهل السنة والجماعة. فلا أريد أن أطيل، غفر الله لأخي الشيخ محمد، أسأل الله عز وجل لي ولكم أن يعيننا على أن نكون على يعني هذا المنهج، أن نكون من المتأسين المقتدين لسيد ولد آدم سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ومعذرة على الإطالة.
The Sheikh continues on and he says that Allah Azza wa Jal also purified not only the heart of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam but also his words. The words that came out of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mouth were purified, and Allah had purified them, as Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, does not speak from his own whims and desires. And Allah Azza wa Jal purified his character and his manners, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, you, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are above good character. You are above good character. And regarding this verse, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu interpreted it and said, meaning you are upon Islam, because Islam is the perfection of manners and good character. And the Sheikh says that everything from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was linked to the Quran. His words, his actions, his life, everything about him was connected to the book of Allah azza wa jal, the Quran. And that is a resemblance of his greatness. And every Muslim, the Sheikh says, must work to be at this level, to be as someone who implements the Quran in their life. And the Sheikh then also said, and he mentioned the verse where Allah Azza wa Jal says that he, Allah, is the one who sent the messenger reciting the verses to mankind and teaching them the kitab, the book, and the hikmah, the wisdom, which is interpreted to be the sunnah. So the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is found in the Quran, and it is linked to the Quran because his life was the Quran. And the Sheikh ended it with an advice that whoever wants to be high in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal should also implement what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam done by reciting, by doing tasbih of Allah Azza wa Jal, and by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is a small introduction from our beloved Sheikh, may Allah Azza wa Jal bless him, regarding the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reality is, my dear brothers and sisters, yani the headings that have been given for this night, they are heavy headings, meaning they are not things that can be summed up in a small word or lectureyani when you discuss the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani how much words are going to be needed, and it would not be enough. And like me myself, they assigned me with the virtues of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much can you speak regarding the virtues of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest man to ever be sent to mankind, the one that Allah azza wa jal istafa, chose him from amongst everyone and everything else? How much can you speak These topics, subhanAllah, you can never really give them their huquq. This is the truth and the reality. But if we were to give a couple of points before we bring our beloved Sheikh and our teacher, Sheikh Abu Maryam, Sheikh Kamal, the virtues of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are many, my dear brothers and sisters, and we obviously cannot cover them all in one sitting. But one of the greatest virtues, which is in a way linked to what our Sheikh was talking about now, but from the greatest virtues of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it impossible for you to be able to worship Him except through His way. And this, subhanAllah, is from the greatest of virtues for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fact that no one from mankind can reach the true Lord unless they follow His way. What a virtue and an honor for this man. This is a man who is representing Allah Azza wa Jal on earth. A man who came with all goodness, teaching mankind that if you want to worship the one true Ilah, while there are many false gods worshipped on earth, you must go through me. You must follow me if you want to reach success in the dunya and the akhirah. And it is enough of an honor and a virtue for him that Allah Azza wa Jal connected his name to his name in the Shahada, the greatest testimony, the greatest testification that can ever be made, a Shahada that Allah himself made, and the angels made, and the people of knowledge made. The Shahada of La ilaha illallah is incomplete unless it is accompanied with Muhammad Rasulullah. So you cannot have La ilaha illallah if you do not have Muhammad Rasulullah. What an honor and a virtue for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The fact that his name is even mentioned with the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. By the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my brothers and sisters, his virtues are many. And he does not need me and you to convince one another about his greatness, because Allah has already affirmed and confirmed his virtues and his greatness. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the way to reach Allah azza wa jal. That's his virtue. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the one who said, by the one in whose hands the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, no person from this nation, no person from this nation, meaning the wider nation, everyone, he's about me. No Jew or Christian, and does not believe in me, except that he will be from the people of hellfire. This is the virtue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the way to Allah. He is the way to Allah azza wa jal. And if Allah azza wa jal has honored the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can anyone dishonor him? And whoever attempts to dishonor him, it falls back on his face. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is honored by Allah. It is from his virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even call the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam throughout the Quran by his name. Allah never addressed him as Ya Muhammad. Whereas the previous prophets and messengers, many times Allah would address them by their names. Ya Musa, Ya Ibrahim, and so forth. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Ayyuha Rasul. Does it get more virtuous than this, my brothers and sisters? That Allah Azza wa Jal himself honored the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and did not even address him by his name. He addressed him by something much greater. O Messenger of Allah, O Prophet of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his virtues are many and they are never ending. And the Shaykh mentioned the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, I am the leader of mankind. And he is the first that will be resurrected. And he is the first to intercede on the Day of Judgment. And he is the first to have his intercession accepted. And as he mentioned about himself, that he comes to the gates of paradise and he knocks on the door. And the gatekeepers of Jannah, the angels, who never disobey Allah, they ask, who is it? And then he says, it is I, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the gatekeeper of paradise, what does he say? He says, it is for you that I was commanded not to open these gates for anyone before him. This is Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if people truly understood his greatness and who he was as a man, it will leave no room for them except to fall in love with him, because without doubt, he is the greatest of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we would now like to bring up our beloved Sheikh and our teacher, Sheikh Kamal Abu Maryam. فليتفضل مشكورا
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the name of Allah, and all praises due to Allah, may the peace and prayers and blessings be upon the greatest man ever to walk on this earth. صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the great blessings upon us, without a doubt, is the sending of this great Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon us. One of the great blessings and favors, as He, the Almighty, says in His holy book, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. Allah the Almighty has conferred His favor and blessings upon the believers, in that He has sent from amongst them a messenger who is going to recite verses upon them, the revelation upon them, and is going to purify them, is going to cleanse them, is going to purify them from all filth. And he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is going to teach them the book, the Quran, and the wisdom, even though they were misguided, they were astray beforehand. That's one of the greatest blessings, without a doubt. So if you want to be successful in this world and in the next, then without a doubt, you have to adhere to the teachings of this great man. You have to apply the teachings of this great man in all aspects of your life. This great man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one of the prophets, like the rest of his brotherly prophets that came before him. And we all respect and honor and believe in those prophets that Allah has affirmed and that His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has affirmed in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Yet this great prophet, because he was the final of the messengers and the most beloved of the messengers and prophets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was made a khalil, the intimate friend and ally of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the many specific virtues and merits that are attributed to him, we regard him above any prophet and messenger. We regard him as being the best. And that is part of our belief. Because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said in the authentic hadith, Ana waladu sayyidi Adam, wala fakhr. I am the master of the children of Adam, peace be upon him. Without boasting about it. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very humble man and never used to like to boast. But he was ordered, commanded to inform his ummah that that was the case, that that is a reality, that he is the greatest. Now, as I said, with all the prophets, we don't differentiate between them in our belief. We don't differentiate between them in our belief. But in virtues and merits and superiority, yes, there are those who are more superior than others. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that clearly in the Qur'an. Concerning the prophets, he said, we have made some more superior than others. And you all know that the ulil azm of the messengers, of the prophets and messengers, or the messengers in specific here, are more superior than others. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and Nuh alayhi salam. So there's no amazement that this is the case with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you know, just to show you how important this man is, your salvation depends on your belief in him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will not enter paradise. No one will enter paradise from this ummah unless he believes in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually also announced this openly. He said, مَا يَسْمَعُ بِي مِنْ يَهُودِي ما يسمع بي أحد من هذه الأمة من يهودي ولا نصراني ثم لا يؤمن به إلا أدخله الله النار. There is no one amongst this nation that he صلى الله عليه وسلم has been sent to, that hears of him, whether a Jew or a Christian, and he does not believe in him, except that he will be from amongst the dwellers of the hellfire. He'll be amongst the dwellers of the hell fire, no matter how much good he has done. If he doesn't believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his actions will be null and void. Again, it is very well known also to every Muslim that to become a Muslim, to enter into Islam, you need to attest to the testimony of faith, the first part of it and the second part of it, the shahadatain, by saying ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. To enter into Islam, you need to bear witness to this testimony of faith by saying, I bear witness that there is none worthy, truly worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. And this is also come in the long hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, in the hadith of Ibn Umar in the Sahihain, wherein the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, akhbirni anil Islam, inform me about Islam. What does it entail? Prophet ﷺ says, the first pillar, أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So you will not enter into Islam without attesting to this testimony of faith, without professing this testimony of faith. Okay. Our topic today is not the first part of the testimony of faith, but the second. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. What does this testimony of faith entail and require and warrant from you, my dear brother and sister? What does it entail and warrant and require from you? What does it ask of you to do? First and foremost, it warrants from you to believe in this great prophet, in this great man, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the messenger and prophet of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is the seal of the prophets, the final of the prophets, as he, the Almighty, says in his holy book, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any of you. Indeed, he is the messenger of God, messenger of Allah, and the seal of the prophets. And the seal of the prophets. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, أَنَا خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. I am the seal of the prophets. There is no prophet after me. There is no prophet after me. And that would automatically teach you and inform you that anyone who is to believe in a prophet after the prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an outright disbeliever. An outright disbeliever, like the Baha'is and the Qadianiyyah and anyone else who has a similar methodology or ideology. Secondly, what does this testimony of faith entail? The second part of the testimony of faith entail. It entails that we believe in everything that our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us of. Everything that he informed us of. وَالَّذِي جَاءَ بِالصِّدْقِ وَصَدَّقُوا بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And he who came with the truth and those who believed in this truth, indeed they are the righteous. They are the pious ones. And why believe in everything that he informed us of? Very simple and clear. Because he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does not speak of his own self, my dear brothers. He has been revealed to by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own self. He has been revealed to. Revelation comes down to him. So he will only speak that which is truth. That which is truth. Anything related to this religion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only truth will come out of his mouth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also, my dear brothers, said in the authentic hadith, "Ala inni utitu al-kitaba wa mithlahu ma'ah." I have been given the book, the Quran, and that which is similar to it. What is that which is similar to it? The Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is it similar to the Quran? Because it's a revelation also. It's revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is it preserved? Yes, it is preserved. The Sunnah is also preserved. That's why, subhanallah, you find our scholars differentiating between weak hadiths and strong hadiths. Fabricated hadiths. is a long process, a deep process of that. And some have dedicated all their lives just for this purpose. Subhanallah. So when Allah says, "Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun," we have indeed sent down the dhikr. And he, dhikr, is not only referring to the Quran, it's also referring to the sunnah. And we shall protect it. And Allah has protected it, without a doubt. Thirdly, my dear brothers, what this second part of the testimony of faith entails is that we adhere to the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We obey and adhere to his commands. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. And this is greatly emphasized in the Quran and in the Sunnah. Wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. In more than one verse, obey Allah and obey his Prophet. Wa man yuti'i Allah wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan 'azima. He who obeys Allah and his Prophet has indeed achieved a great achievement, has indeed succeeded a great success. And the Prophet ﷺ says, "Man ata'ani faqad ata'a Allah, wa man 'asani faqad 'asa Allah." He who obeys me has obeyed Allah, and he who disobeys me has disobeyed Allah. So Allah and his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's obedience is unconditional. Everyone else's obedience is conditional, that they conform with the Quran and Sunnah. Because the Quran and Sunnah will only come with the truth and will only speak the truth. Anyone else may be fallible, may make mistakes. Well, that's why you don't obey him if he makes a mistake. You don't obey him in his mistake. As the Prophet ﷺ taught us, لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. No one is to be obeyed if the Creator is disobeyed. If the Creator is disobeyed. Fourthly, the second part of the testimony of faith entails that we abstain and keep away from everything that the Prophet ﷺ prohibited or made unlawful. And again, that has been greatly emphasized in the Quran and in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ, Allah the Almighty says, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the Prophet gives you, take. Whatever he forbids you, abstain. Abstain, keep away completely. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. مَا نَهَيْتُكُمْ عَنْهُ فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. وَمَا أَمَرْتُكُمْ بِهِ فَفْعَلُوا مِنْهُ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So that which I have prohibited you from doing, abstain completely. Keep away from completely. That which I have commanded you to do, then do of it as much as you are capable, to your capacity, to your capability. Fifthly, and very importantly, this second part of the testimony of faith entails and requires from us to worship Allah only with that which the Prophet ﷺ came with and legislated. We do not worship Allah except through that which the Prophet ﷺ legislated. Why is that so? Very simple. Allah the Almighty says in his holy book, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Today I have completed for you your religion and perfected or put my favors upon you and chosen Islam as your religion. Completed for you your religion. Our religion is complete. It's a complete package. That's why you're ordered, my dear brothers and sisters, you're ordered what? In another verse, straightforward verse, تَبِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Follow that which has been sent down to you from your Lord. Follow. Don't innovate. Huh? Don't innovate. Don't bring something new. Don't bring any additions. No reform, yani no, nothing to reform in the religion. It's a complete package. It's for every day and age. And what is a duty upon you is to follow, not innovate. Follow. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, on this verse, and contemplate on this, my dear brothers, he says, من زعم أن في الإسلام بدعة حسنة فقد زعم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد خان الرسالة. He who claims that there is a good bid'ah, bid'ah hasana, in Islam, then he has claimed that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has betrayed the message. And he says, why? He says, because Allah states in his holy book, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Today I have completed for you your religion. He continues on to say, مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دِينَ فَلَيْسَ الْيَوْمَ دِينَ. That which was not part of the religion back then, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, is not part of the religion today. As simple as that. And you'll regularly hear from the Khatib, especially on Fridays and in lessons, at the beginning of lessons, you'll regularly hear the demand sermon over and over and over again, warning this ummah from indulging in innovations. أَلَا إِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ كل بدعة ضلالة كل ضلالة في النار. Yet subhanallah, with many of our brothers and sisters, unfortunately, these words come in from one ear and go out the other. Unfortunate. This is regularly read out. It's a regular reminder which the Prophet ﷺ himself used to take upon himself. Every newly invented matter in the religion is an innovation. Every innovation is a misguidance. Every misguidance is in the hellfire. And the famous hadiths in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim and others. The hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس من فهو رد. He who innovates anything in our religion, then it is to be rejected. مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا, in another narration, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. He who does an action which is not in accordance to our ways, to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, it is to be rejected. It is to be rejected. فَكَنْتَمْلَيْ and focus on this very important issue that the second part of the testimony of faith entails, and that is that you do not worship Allah the Almighty except through that which the Prophet ﷺ legislated. Except through that which the Prophet ﷺ legislated. And he ﷺ, my dear brothers, in more than a hadith, famous hadiths, he will actually point to this fact practically. I'll give you two examples. A very famous hadith, wherein the Prophet ﷺ said, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. Salat is one of the pillars, one of the most important pillars, the most important pillar after the Shahadatain. Pray as you have seen who? Me pray. No one else. Huh? No one else. With all respect to the madhahibs, Shafi'i, Hanafi, Maliki. The Prophet ﷺ didn't say pray as you see Abu Hanifa pray, or Shafi'i pray, or Malik pray. He said pray as you have seen me pray. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. In another hadith, he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Another pillar of Hajj, another pillar of Islam, which is Hajj, the pilgrimage. He said, what? Take your Hajj rights from me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take your Hajj rights from me. And like that, my dear brothers, practically, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized this point immensely. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, in a very clear and open verse, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. O you who truly believe, who have believed, do not put anyone before, above Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone, no matter who that anyone may be, even if he is a great scholar in Islam. That does not mean that we disrespect the great scholars of Islam. No. But if their word was to go against the word of Allah and or His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we'd put the word of Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before and above anyone. 6thly, my dear brothers and sisters, the second part of the testimony of faith entails that we love this great man more than anyone. More than anyone on the face of this earth, even our own selves. Even our own selves. As He the Almighty says, النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم. The Prophet has more rights to the believers than their own selves. Is closer to the believers than their own selves. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you truly believes until I am more loved to him than his father and his children and the rest of mankind. Subhanallah, on this issue, the great man, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, once was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet was holding him, or he was holding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, you are the most beloved of people to me. You're more beloved, you're more dearer to me than anyone else, except myself. Except myself. Why did the Prophet ﷺ reply? He said, La, والذي نفس محمد بيده. حتى أكون أحب إليك من نفسك. Prophet said, no, by the one in whose hands Muhammad is in, and by Allah, you will not have complete faith until I am more beloved to you than your own self. What did Umar say? Umar said, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, immediately. You are now more beloved to me than my own self. He said, Al-ana ya Umar. Now, O Umar, you have completed your faith. You have complete faith. This is Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu wa arda. Okay, one important thing here, my dear brothers, concerning our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this love should not exceed the limits. Our love for him should not exceed the limits, should not be over-exaggerated to a point where we give this great man qualities and attributes that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Got to be very careful here. We don't over-exaggerate, exceed our limits in our love for this great man sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yes, our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took precautions for that. Look at this very important hadith. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tatruni kama atrat an-nasara ibn Maryam. Innama ana 'abduhu faqulu 'abdullahi wa rasuluh." Do not over-exaggerate, exceed the limits in praising me. Do not go overboard in praising me. Like the Christians done with the son of Mary, Isa alayhi salam. Look at that, son of God. Some of them made him God, wal-iyadu billah, and gave him qualities of God, wal-iyadu billah. And Isa was innocent of that. Even with his miracles, may the peace and blessings be upon him, he said, in all of his miracles, وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ أُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And he actually mentioned this, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوا هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. He taught them tawheed openly. And he taught them that these miracles were from Allah, by the permission of Allah, by the will of Allah. He holds no benefit and no harm. Like our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does Allah tell him in the Quran? قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. Say, O Muhammad, I hold no harm and benefit within myself towards you. إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ Allah. Except by the will of Allah. And he says in another verse, وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّءِ. If I knew the unseen, I would have gathered plenty of wealth or plenty of good deeds, and harm would not have befallen me. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. Say, O Muhammad, I am but a human being like you. Huh? Yuha ilay. This is one of the differences, main differences, in that revelation comes down to him. He was a chosen one of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But be careful of not over-exaggerating, exceeding the limits with this great man. You don't direct any form of worship towards him in any way or form or shape. You are to worship the Creator, not the created. That's a very important message in Islam. We're here in this life as human beings, as created beings, from the angels to the prophets to the saints to whoever it may be. These created beings are to worship and only worship and direct their worship only to the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says about this great man. إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وإنهم ميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة إلى ربكم ترجعون. You are, or you will die. You are going to die. You will die, and they will die, and then you'll return to your Creator. And to cut any nonsense concerning this issue of the Prophet's death, you know the saying of that great man, As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, when he came, and this is in Sahih al-Bukhari, by the way, when the Prophet ﷺ had passed away, what did he say? This is the most knowledge, the most pious of people. What did that great man say? He said, "Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan, fa inna Muhammadan kad mat. Wa man kana ya'budu Allah, fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut." Whoever used to worship Muhammad, Muhammad has died. And whoever used to worship Allah, Allah is ever living, eternal, and never dies, the Almighty. But be careful. Be careful of not falling into what some people have fallen in, overpraising, exaggerating certain things, giving attributes to this great man, attributes which only Allah deserves, which only Allah, the Almighty, deserves. Also, something very important concerning this issue, and that is, we're talking about love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just a claim? Someone claims to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that'll be sufficient for him to prove his love of this great man? Or must there be something else to it? Without a doubt, if it's just a claim without any actions, then it's a false claim. This must be followed, my dear brothers, with action. It must be proven through your actions and deeds. Love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entails taking him as your role model, following his sunnah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all aspects of life. That's what true love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entails. And if you want to test yourself, then test yourself with that verse to see if your claim is true or false. If your claim of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true or false. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. قُلْ, say, O Muhammad, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. That's a proper claim. Not just professing or pronouncing, I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or putting out a tweet on social media, I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then action-wise, deed-wise, you're very far away from this great man. You're very far away from implementing the sunnah of this great man. Okay, we'll move on to another point, my dear brothers, and that is, that this second part of the testimony of faith entails honoring and respecting and exalting this great man and coming to his defense, coming to his defense at all times, especially when he is being attacked, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and mocked and belittled. Allah the Almighty says in his holy book, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ. those who believed in him, those who believed in him, they respect and honor and aid and support him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. So that you believe in Allah and His Prophet, and that you honor and respect and support and defend His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's part of faith, part of iman, part of what this testimony of faith entails. And subhanallah, what comes to mind? The bay'ah. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the people of Medina, when he migrated to Medina, or before he migrated to Medina, and they wanted to give him the pledge of allegiance, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it conditional. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made that pledge of allegiance conditional. وَأَن تَمْنَعُونِ مِمَّا تَمْنَعُ مِنْهُ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهَالِيكُمْ أَوْ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَوْلَادَكُمْ. Look at that. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you want this pledge of allegiance, there's a condition that you defend and protect me, safeguard me. How you protect and defend your own selves and your woman and your children. How about if this great man is more beloved to us than our woman and our children, our own selves? How much should we come to his defense? How much should we fight for him and push away this harm and evil? Also, my dear brothers, one of the important issues that this second testimony of faith entails is sending our prayers and blessings and praises and salutations to this great man on a regular basis, in plentiful, as he, the Almighty, has commanded us in his holy book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Indeed, Allah and his angels send their praises and prayers and blessings upon the Prophet. O you who believe, send your praises and blessings and prayers and greetings to him. May the peace and blessings be upon him at all times. And if you were to do that, you would be rewarded immensely. And this is not the time to talk about the virtues of sending prayers to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but I'll give you a very quick couple of them. If you pray upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you send your praises and salutations to him once, Allah will send his prayers upon you 10 times. What a virtue. What a reward. Allah will mention you, praise you in front of his close angels 10 times for every time you send your prayers upon this great man, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a virtue. What an honor. For Allah to be mentioning your name and praising you in front of his angels. Can you imagine that, brothers? Can you imagine that? Just reflect on that. Just reflect on that. In another hadith, the ones who will be closest, the Prophet ﷺ mentions, the ones who will be closest to him on the day of judgment are those who send the most prayers upon him. In another hadith, the ones who deserve, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who deserve his shafa'ah more than anyone on the day of judgment are those who send the most prayers upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the virtues and merits on this issue are huge and immense. And due to the short time that we have, we can't go into too much detail. What I want to end up my talk with is this. Finally, yani, what's been happening around the world, especially what happened in France and what happened, what came out of those cartoons and what have you, in mocking and belittling our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This, my dear brothers, should only encourage us and strengthen us more and more in loving this man sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in defending him and supporting him even more. We should never waver and never weaken in our defense, in our love of this great man sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we say to these evil and filthy people, we say, your words and your actions are like a dog barking at the heavens. A dog barking at the heavens. Like a ram trying to knock down a mountain. Why? Because this man, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has been praised by the Almighty, has been complimented and applauded by the Almighty in the most perfect and complete manner. And he's not in need of anyone's praises, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. Wallahi, he's not in need of anyone's praises after Allah has praised him and complimented him in the most perfect and complete manner. Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. We have elevated the mention of your name. We have upheld it in high status. Allah is not mentioned except that the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned besides him. In the adhan, in the khutab, in the lessons. Even subhanAllah amongst human beings. In naming their children after him. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. He must be the most named name on the face of the earth. And believe it or not, subhanAllah, I read in Britain, non-Muslim country, the most named name, boy name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let alone the derivatives of that name. Muhammad and Ahmad and Mahmoud and Mustafa and the rest of the names that also the Muslims claim that this is the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So contemplate on that. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. No matter how much you try and put out that name, defame that name, Allah has lifted and elevated that name up until the day of judgment. And it will remain lifted and elevated up until the day of judgment, bi-ithnillah. No matter how much these Islamophobes and bigots and haters and hypocrites and the fake media claim or try and plan and plot and belittle and mock our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his fame will only increase and his religion will only increase bi-ithnillah. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You indeed, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are of excellent character. Read on his character. You'll be amazed, overwhelmed by the character of this man in every aspect. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We've only sent you as a mercy to mankind. صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. As a mercy to mankind, to everyone. Man, woman, elderly, young, the sick, the poor, the rich, even to animals and to the environment, he was sent as a mercy. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. For ponder over this great man and ponder over his characteristics and traits, and you will always, always be overwhelmed on how great this man really is and really was. And I want to leave you with something. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. And a witness who testified against her from her own family is in Surah Yusuf. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. SubhanAllah, you'll be surprised really surprised if you read on some of the so-called great historians and philosophers and doctors and you know scholars of the West on how much they were overwhelmed with this great man, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some describing him as a genius, some describing him as the best man to walk this earth, some describing him as the most successful and influential person on the face of the earth. Michael Hart, in his book, The 100 Most Influential People in the History of Mankind, places Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at number one. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamu alayhi. He's a non-Muslim. Subhanallah. Wa shahida shahidun min ahliha. He's a non-Muslim. He says he's the only man ever in history to be successful on two fronts. The religious front and the secular front. In both. Religious and secular. The only man in history ever to be successful. Salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.